Well, good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling Broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night. Our delayed broadcast going out to listeners in Christchurch on Saturday night and Kapiti Coast Sunday afternoon and Wellington Sunday evening. Any other night of the week on planetaudio.org.nz. Oliver Lee is my name, and the programme brought to you as it is each week and for many, many years now with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So I hope wherever you're listening tonight, you can stay with us and we'll bring you the latest news from Ireland and obviously a good bit of music as well thrown in, all the sports results and stuff like that. But we'll start off tonight's song that was written and sung by a man that I went to school with and that made a name for himself on the racing tracks around the world. I mean, athletics tracks, Richard Mulligan. And from an album that he's put together this year called I Never Met You. And here's Richard with the title track from that album singing I Never Met You.
Standing at your grave, looking at your headstone, the sadness fills my heart, I feel lost and so alone. Description tells a story, left a wife and family behind, but it doesn't say I never met you. Your life down by the sea, worked hard every day to raise a family. Building walls and bridges, a reputation went before you, but I never met you. Life of pretend, it's hard to comprehend, but it's true. Oh yes, it's true. I never met you. I never met you.
Yes, indeed, there. That's Richard Mulligan and a song called I Never Met You. If you've just tuned in, welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of Planet of M studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night. Put on the right microphone there. You can hear me. That was Richard Mulligan there with his song I Never Met You, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. Well, as expected, Boris Johnson was elected leader of the Conservative Party last Wednesday, and subsequently Prime Minister of Great Britain. So as of yet, he hasn't made contact with the Irish Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar. Varadkar sent him a text or a tweet congratulating him. And he's due to visit Northern Ireland this week after visiting Scotland earlier in the week. But it looks like that he's on a war footing to leave without a deal. And this is going to have huge implications for all involved, especially Ireland and indeed the Northern Ireland economy. So there's been lots of politicking happen over the last few days. And Leo Varadkar said at the Merriman School up in Donegal at the weekend, if there's a no-deal Brexit, it'll probably fast forward the possibility of United Ireland. So you can imagine that went down very well with the Democratic Unionist MPs in Northern Ireland who were propping up the English government. And there's mud being thrown now from all sides over and across the border. So I think it'll take level heads now and sensible people to sit around a table. And the European Union may have to negotiate with the Britain, but Johnson says that the backstop is gone. So the backstop was what was going to make sure there was no hard border between Northern and Southern Ireland, but that looks like it's non-negotiable for new Prime Minister of Britain, Boris Johnson. So a lot of his own MPs, or a few of them, are worried about what will happen if there's no deal. A report published last week said that there'll be upwards of 40,000 jobs lost within months in Northern Ireland if there's a no-deal Brexit. And when this was discussed last week by Geoffrey Donaldson speaking to Audrey McCarville on RTE, he said, well, if we lose 40,000, ye, meaning the people in the south, are going to lose a lot more. So that was his attitude about not taking the no-deal Brexit deal off the table in his support for the Conservative government. And of course, Johnson may go to the polls inside the next few weeks, call a snap election and get a bigger mandate from the British public in his tough stance negotiations with the European Union. Righto, we'll take another bit of music here. Yes, well, you'll hear plenty of music like that this week down in the west and in Galway, because the Galway races kicked off on Monday, and they run right through this week, and the weather is quite kind, and it's going to probably be a nice week of weather, especially Thursday when they have Ladies' Day, when about 40,000 people turn up, but huge crowds already for the first few days of the races. And obviously a huge boost to the local economy over there in the west of Ireland. Well, good news for a young student from West Cork, and Finn Ferreira from Ballydehob. He's been awarded 50,000 bursary, the top prize at a Google Science Fair, a global competition encouraging young scientists to share their ideas. And his project was how to rid the ocean of microplastics. So there's a nice picture of him on the front of the Examiner earlier this week. So well done to him. And if you're heading to Ireland over the next few weeks, you want to see Riverdance, and you're heading down Killarney direction, Riverdance, it runs from the 18th to the 22nd of September at Gleneagles Hotel down there. So obviously, if you haven't seen it, it's a good place to go. A man who was wrongfully arrested on the same night that his fiancée was beaten badly by another man has been awarded $1.1 million. He sued the Gardaí, and Gerard Jennings, 34, a property manager and former minor footballer, sued the Garda commissioner and the state over his arrest. And there's still a lot of unhappiness with the fact that Maria Bailey, the TD for Dublin South, was kind of hit with a wet bus ticket by Leah Varadkar as a result of an inquiry into her claim that she lodged before she became a TD after falling off a swing in a Dublin hotel. And there's certainly a lot of unhappiness in the back benches and even the middle benches of Fine Gael that she continue to stand for Fine Gael in the next general election. Well, that's the way it stands at the moment. But there's a lot of unrest because a lot of other TDs feel that this will be brought up on the doorsteps when that general election comes, which will probably happen within the next 6 months. Of course, Fine Gael are kept in power by the goodwill of Fianna Fáil at the moment, who are just waiting to see what's going to happen with Brexit. And of course, the deadline we have now for Brexit is October 31st, deal or no deal. That's when Mr. Johnson is threatening to pull his country out of the European Union. This man has pulled away a long time, but here he is singing about all the great GNR steam train.
Songs of Boxcar Willie, how they take me back again. In my childhood days in Blaney, when I saw my first steam train, she was standing at the station with her smokestack black and tall. Then she left for Enniskillen, heading on the Donegal. The first time that I rode this train, oh, how my poor heart bled. I was just another emigrant on my way to Ballyhead. I was leaving home that morning to seek fortune and fame. So I left Castle Blaney upon the GNR steam train. The farmers working in the fields, they always knew the time. As I listened to her whistle as she thundered down the line. She took many folk away from home, then back again. But now she's gone forever, that GNR steam train. She carried freight and livestock from factories and from fairs. She also took the pilgrims to Lochdare to say the prayers. Going to an Ulster fine, she was really loaded down. As she steamed away through Ballybay to the game clones town. Taylor's Tunnel is no more and the foot have gone. There's a row of red brick houses where the railway gates once roamed. There are many men in Blaney who wish they were kids again. You could flirt in court and lose your heart on the GNR steam train. The farmers working in the fields, they always knew the time. As I listened to her whistle as she thundered down the line. She took many folk away from home and brought them back again. But now she's gone forever, that GNR steam train. journey, she was shunted to the side. The people mourned her passing like a dear friend who had died. I saw big men broken-hearted, their tears that fell like rain, when they said goodbye forever to the G&R steam train. So Buckshire, blow your whistle and imitate your train. G&R or Western Union, to me they're both the same. They're now a part of history, but the memories remain. How I'd like to stop and listen to the whistle of a train. Farmers working in the fields, they always knew the time, as they listened to her whistle as she thundered down the line. She took many folk away from home and brought them back again. But now she's gone forever, that G&R steam train.
Yes, the train is pulling out of the station. That's the late Big Tom there singing all about the G&R steam train. And speaking of people in Irish music, former Garda and more broadcaster on Midwest Radio in Ballyhonus and covering Mayo, and music writer. We'll play a song or two that he's written for the end of the program. Now, John Duggan. John passed away last week, and John was well known in the music circles in Ireland. And when Foster and Alan were here last year, I remember meeting them, and they were asking me, did I know John? I said I knew him well because he was a guard in Glenamaddy when I was going to school. And after he retired, he had a very popular program for many, many years on Midwest Radio called The Ramblin' House. And so our thoughts and prayers are with his family. After his passing. And if you want to hear a good scattering of Big Tom and country music, a man that produces two programmes a week on Midwest Radio, Michael Commons, you can get it free online, mwr.ie. And he does a programme on Wednesday night and on Sunday night, Irish time. Very, very popular. And he's got listeners listening all over the world that contact him. So he's always looking for few new listeners down in New Zealand if you want to tune in. Well, we heard news yesterday that our Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, will adorn the front of Vogue magazine as one of 15 women, influential women in the world at the moment. And also there is Sinead Burke. Sinead is a very proud and very honoured and humbled to be among the inspirational women chosen for the cover. She's a disability campaigner and obviously well known in Ireland, and has impressed Meghan Markle with the work that she's doing to kind of rid the world of the stigma that's attached to people with disabilities. So well done to Sinead on getting on front of the Vogue magazine, along with our own Jacinta here. Right, the government announced yesterday that the $100 million Brexit aid fund for beef farmers is going to be dished out in the coming weeks and months. But the IFA say it's not enough in relation to the poor price that Irish farmers are getting for their beef and the uncertainty over. And as I mentioned, Boris Johnson went up to visit First Minister in Scotland during the week, Nicola Sturgeon, and she says undemocratic backstop, or he says undemocratic backstop is dead. Sturgeon said after the meeting that she's not sure about what his plans are to leave the European Union without a deal. So there's a lot to be done in the coming weeks, and it's only weeks till the 31st of October to avoid absolute catastrophe, not alone in Ireland but in the UK and in parts of the European Union as well. We'll come back and talk about the sports games at the weekend, but they were singing this song on Saturday night.
How sweet is to roam by the sunny Easter stream and hear the birds coo beneath the morning sunbeam, where the thrush and the robin their sweet notes entwine on the banks of the shore that flows down by Moonkind. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along, by your waters so clear, sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I wander, where first I did gine with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Lochine. She sailed far away o'er the dark rolling foam, far away from the hills of her dear Irish home, where the fisherman sports with his small boat and line by the banks of the Shear that flows down by Lochine. Though on lovely river, flow gently along, by your waters so clear sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander, where first I did gine with you, the lovely Molly, the rose of Lochine. Oh, Molly, dear Molly, it breaks my fond heart to know that we two forever must part. But I'll think of you, Molly, when the sun and moon shine on the banks of the Shear that flows down to Lochine. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along, by your water so clear sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander, where first I did gine with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Lochine. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along, by your water so clear sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander, where first I did gine with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Lochine.
Yes, the Dublin City Ramblers there and the Rose of Lochine. And yes, that's the song that was, ringing out around Croke Park on Saturday evening when there was over 60,000 people there to see the first of the All-Ireland hurling semi-finals between Kilkenny and Limerick. Kilkenny got off to an amazing start and, had a huge lead, a 7-point lead after about 15 minutes. But Limerick, fair play to them, they fought back. And, of course, the defending All-Ireland champions. And they were almost, they were neck and neck, only a point in it at the end. And they had a line puck at the end that obviously was went wide, but video replays showed that it was touched by a Kilkenny hurley, just a fraction, like a little thing we'd see in cricket before it went wide. So it probably should have been a 65. There would have been a lot of pressure on the Limerick player to put it over the bar, but played in beautiful conditions and a great atmosphere. So Limerick won't be there on the 3 weeks' time to defend their title against winners of Sunday's game, and this was a classic. They had there was over 50,000 people nearly from Wexford. All of Wexford came up to see Wexford take on Tipperary, and they were favourites to win the game, and they were going quite well. And then Tipperary had a player sent off just after half time, and normally when a player is sent off, it seems to rally that team rather than help the team with the extra player, and that's exactly what happened. Wexford obviously weren't able to deal with having the extra man, and they made some classic mistakes, according to their manager, Davy Fitzgerald. But he said he couldn't have asked for Anthony Moore out of the team. They have trained and played so hard all season. Of course, they've won the Leinster Championship for the first time since 1996, but the big prize eludes them. They would have loved to have been in the All-Ireland final, especially taking on their near neighbours and rivals Kilkenny. But alas, it's not to be. It's two of the powerhouses of hurling. On the 19th of August, when they'll take on each other. And who wouldn't bet against Kilkenny? They were 10-1 outsiders to win the All-Ireland final before the Leinster Championship. And now I'd say there'll be probably even money, and it should be a great final. But it's the turn of the footballers this weekend, and basically the big game that really counts for everything is the game down in Castlebar between Donegal and Mayo. Whoever wins that game will go into the All-Ireland semi-final and be joined by Tyrone and Dublin, and more than likely Kerry, because Kerry have 4 points from their two games. And in fact, they've got 3 points from their two games, but they're fancied to beat Meath. And then Mayo have one win and one loss, and Donegal one win and a draw. So if Mayo win, they'll be into the All-Ireland semi-final, and if Donegal win, they'll be in. So obviously Dublin still odds on favourites to win the football final. Other sport that happened at the weekend, well, Shane Lowry is still celebrating, and he was rolled out onto Croke Park on Saturday evening with the claret jug and got a rapturous round of applause. And obviously he'll be thinking about getting back to play golf now this week. But Rory McIlroy bounced back after his disappointment at the Open, and was leading going into the final round of a big tournament in America, the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational. But he failed in the final round, and Brooks Koepka, whose caddy is from Northern Ireland, sailed through and won, and McIlroy ended up in about fourth place. And finally, the FAI president was re-elected unopposed against the wishes of Sport Ireland and indeed the Minister for Sport. But he says, Donald Conway, that he'll step down in a year's time, and hopefully by then the FAI will be on solid footing once they get through some of the issues they're dealing with at the moment. And of course, the former executive or chief executive, John Delaney, there's obviously going to be discussions around the severance package that was rumoured to be around $2 million. This was a package that he had written into his contract himself when he's CEO. So there's talks about that going on at the moment. But the FAI looking serious financial difficulty. There's over 200 staff working at their head office in Abbottstown in Dublin, and many of their jobs may not be secure. And they won't know for another few weeks about that. Righto, we'll move on with Christy Moore and Bright Blue Rose.
I skimmed across black water without once submerging onto the banks of an urban morning that hungers the first light much, much more than the mountains ever do. And she, like a ghost beside me, goes down with the ease of a dolphin and emerges unlearned and shamed and harmed. For she is the perfect creature, a natural in every feature, and I am the geek with the alchemist's stone. For all of you who must discover, for all who seek to understand, for having left the path of others, you find a very special hand. And it is a holy thing, and it is precious time, and it is the only way. Forget-me-nots among the snow, it's always been, and so it goes. To ponder is debt, and is life eternally. You who must discover, for all who seek to understand, for for having left the path of others. You find a very special hand, and it is a holy thing, and it is a precious time, and it is the only way. Forget-me-nots among the snow, it's always been, and so it goes, to ponder his debt and his life eternally. One bright blue rose outlives all those 2,000 years, and still it goes to ponder his debt and his life eternally.
Yes, beautiful song there, Bright Blue Rose, sung by one of Ireland's greatest singers there, Christy Moore. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you here each week with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Have a look at the Farming Independent from Tuesday. Of course, last Sunday was Reek Sunday, the last Sunday of July, when thousands of people, one stage was about 30,000 people climbing Crowpatrick, but it looks like numbers have certainly dropped, but only around 10,000 climbing last week. But anyway, farming pages here. More beef price pressure on the way, warns processors. Farmers preparing to escalate protests as losses from the price slump to hit 4 million per week. And co-ops must modernise, warns ICOS boss, as new figures are revealed. Just 2% of directors are women. This is the Cooperative Societies in Ireland. There's a nice picture here of a Texel sheep, and is at the Manor Hamilton show. I think these might have come from New Zealand. There's a friend of mine, I think, that came down and brought some of these back to Ireland. But anyways, here's a picture of Pádraig Devaney, who took first and second prize with the Texel Ram class at the Manor Hamilton show, pictured with his winning ram and his young brother Donica and Matthew Gilmartin. Lovely picture of the lads down there, and the skies look a bit blue in the background anyways. And Hogan under renewed fire on Mercer's of the deal with South American countries. That'll bring in about 99,000 tonnes of beef into the European Union, and much of it could end up in the Irish supermarkets. Winter barley growers face severe yield and losses from a crop virus. Leinster hardest hit by pressure from the barley yellow dwarf virus. If you're heading over next week to Tullamore Show, this is the big show, Sunday the 11th of August. And it's down there. It's got over 700 trade and machinery stands. And sure, the Offaly man of the moment, Shane Lowry, might be there as well to greet you. Lovely picture here of a group of young lads and lassies. And they're at, a limousine. Well, they've got a beautiful limousine. Bullock beside them there at the big show in Ballymoyler in County Leash. What else? Store lamb prices rise by 3 to 5 euro a head as beef farmers add bite to the trade. Certainly the pig industry is going well. There's a huge shortage of pigs in pig meat in China. So I know that the price of pig meat in Ireland has gone through the roof. And same thing will be happening here too. I was hearing somebody from the pork industry on the radio here about that the other day. Yes, co-ops need to get more women involved, according to a big report here. Part of the farm will be flooded and eaten away in 20 years' time. This is farmers in the southeast are fighting a losing battle against the impact of coastal erosion. And what else is happening before we go on take another bit? God, there's a fine big bull here. Beefy champion Albert and Jennifer de Cogan from Kilmuckney, Castlemart, Cork, with their senior stock bull, Cheeklaw Jake, who won the Supreme Interbeef Championship at Dungarvan. And he's a massive looking animal, and coat shining there. Right, that's about it from the farming, pages this week. As I said, beautiful pictures here at many shows happening right throughout the country during the summer months. And up next we have Foster and Allen after all of these years.
Hey, darling, come to me. Sit you down easily. And rest a while near the soft firelight, cold is the night, but warm is my heart with pride, having you by my side. You're still my guiding light after all these years. Your soft assuring ways, the rock I lean on, saw me through my darkest days, when all hope had gone. You're still the only one I'll ever hold near, and I after all these years. Time from me passes on, and I'm growing old. A lifetime nearly gone, I cannot unfold. Night's dark and cold, but warm is your hand in mine. Feeble with ageless time, the light of love still shines after all these years. Your soft assuring ways, the rock I lean on, saw me through my darkest days, when all hope had gone. You're still the only one I'll ever hold near, and I love you after all.
The lambs were playing in the fields, and the tulips were in flower. When I left the home that I loved so well, I'll ne'er forget the hour. Before me was the Atlantic waves to a home in Tennessee. And I left behind me the girl I loved, she's the Rose of Castlereagh. She may not have been a beauty queen, she might never be a rose, but to me she is the fairest flower that in the garden grows. And although I am in America, across the Atlantic Sea,
Shall I always love my Roscommon girl? She's the rose of Castlereagh. It's many's the night that I lie in bed that my thoughts so fondly go to the lovely days when I walk my love on the road out by Knock Road. Her smiling face, her shining hair was a joy for all to see. It was a cruel day that I went away from you and Castlereagh. She may not have been a beauty queen, she might never be a rose, but to me she is the fairest flower that in the garden grows. And although I am in America, across the Atlantic Sea, shall I always love my Roscommon girl, she's the rose of Castlereagh. I opened up the Roscommon Herald that I just received today, for to read about my native town and my friends so far away. But the tears began to blind me as I glanced across page 3, at a picture on her wedding day of the Rose of Castlereagh. Farewell to you, Roscommon, from Drumfad to the Shannon Shore. Farewell to Boyle and French Park, I will never see you more. The cotton fields near Memphis must remain a home for me, but I'll always love my Roscommon girl, she's the rose of Castlereagh. She may not have been a beauty queen, she might never be a rose, but to me she is the fairest flower that in the garden grows. And although I am in America, across the Atlantic Sea, should I always love my Roscommon girl, she's the rose of Castlereagh. Should I always love my Roscommon girl, she's the rose of Castlereagh.
Yes, Brendan Shine there in the Rose of Castlereagh, and we'll dedicate that to the memory of the late John Duggan, who wrote that song. John, a former member of the Garda Síochána in Glenamaddy in County Galway for many years, and after retiring he got involved in obviously writing music and presenting a very popular programme on Midwest Radio down there in Mayo. So John passed away last week and laid to rest down in the west of Ireland. While the west of Ireland is getting all the headlines at the moment, many lovely pictures in the papers over the last few days with the race in Galway, and even Taoiseach Leo Varadkar met her down there on Monday evening for the first of the 6 days of racing. There's some nice pictures of him in the paper on Tuesday looking at horses, and he's probably happier there than trying to deal with the man that's got the new job across the ditch. Boris Johnson, who we asked to obviously, who will be hoping to, that will ring him sometime this week. There's a possibility that there will be a chance for them to talk. But the government had their final cabinet meeting of the year up in Donegal last week, and one of the big things they announced was the funding, or putting funding into Ireland's bid to host the Ryder Cup in 2026 at Adair Manor down in County Limerick. So the government are spending about 50 million on this event, and the indications are that as a result of the last time it was held at the Kate Club in Dublin, it was worth about 150 million to the economy, although I seen a letter in the paper yesterday saying that all it caused for them was that lived near Strafford in County Kildare was traffic chaos and nearly being imprisoned in their own house for 3 days. But the Ryder Cup, just in case you're not up to date with it, so in Ireland, or the Britain European team take on the Americans in a golf tournament. It happens every 2 years, and it's home and away in different countries. But of course, the man of the moment last week was Shane Lowry, and the woman of the moment was his grandmother, who went on national radio and became a superstar in her own right. And even the great Daniel O'Donnell linked up with her at the weekend and said she was a fantastic singer. But Lowry, living the dream, won the Open, and no doubt he'll find it hard to come down to solid ground again and to get out and to focus on playing golf, which is what got him the big prize last week. Righto, we'll continue on with another bit of music and come back with a bit more news. We've still got a bit more time left.
Sailor never comes home. Now sunny hills of Rome. Though he's barely a man, there's not much to do, but he does what he can. Sits by his window in his room on the stairs, watching the waves drifting soft on the beach.
Yes, Emmy Lou Harris, Mary Black and Dolores Keane there with a song that was a big hit. That was around the time, 1992, Bringing It All Back Home, that great CD that was put together by Philip King, Don Lunny. And you can hear Philip King on RT Radio every Saturday night, Sunday morning here around 9 o'clock. He presents a lovely programme from the Radio Éireann studio down there in Dingle in County Kerry. And he's just a brilliant raconteur. He talks, he has guests there, and he plays some good music. And if you just want to, radio's a great medium to keep hear him down there. Broadcasting from Kerry, it's about 9 o'clock here on a Sunday morning, 10 o'clock on a Saturday night in Ireland. And if you're heading to Ireland, lots of great festivals and lots of things happening in the coming weeks and months. Just in case you missed the big sports news event over the last week has been the two All-Ireland hurling semi-finals between Limerick and Kilkenny. That game played on Saturday. Huge crowd in Croke Park, over 60,000 on Saturday and over 65 on Sunday. But Kilkenny beaten Limerick on Saturday by 1 point. And Tipperary beaten Wexford on Sunday by 2 points. Lots of controversy in the second game. A number of goals disallowed, and they brought in Hawkeye as well to rule on a score that was a score about nearly a minute after it happened, when Tipperary had gone down the other end of the field and scored a goal. But anyway, I think the two best teams are in the All-Ireland final, although there's huge disappointment in Wexford that they didn't make it through. And imagine the excitement of a Wexford team playing Kilkenny in the All-Ireland hurling final would be superb. But it's back to the footballers this weekend with the last of the round robin Super 8 games to go ahead. And of course the big game will be, well, the two big games are Mayo taking on Donegal down in Castlebar. The winner takes all, they go into the All-Ireland semi-final. Kerry probably will be fancied to beat Meath up in Navan, and then Dublin travel up to Omagh. There's really nothing in that game because both Dublin and Tyrone have already qualified for the semi-finals, and there's a dead rubber game being played in Páirc Uaireann between Cork and Roscommon. But I'm sure they'll both give it their all. Righto, we'll take one more bit of music and then come back and wrap up for another week.
All the money ere I had, I spent it in good company, and all the harm I have ever done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night. Good night and joy be to you all. Of all the comrades that e'er I had, they're sorry for my going away. And all the sweethearts that e'er I had, they'd wish me one more day to stay. But since it fell to my lot that I should rise and you should not, I'll gently rise and softly call, good night and joy be to you all. Fill to me the parting glass and drink a health whate'er befalls, and gently rise.
Yes, a lovely song there, The Parting Glass, sung by that's from the Celtic Woman album. And that's about it for another week. You've been listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Wherever you've been listening tonight, I hope you've enjoyed the programme, and you'll come back in again next week to hear more of the same. And edging closely to 30 years on the air, finishing completing 30 years on air. Started, I think, around the second week of August 1990. I remember about 2 weeks after that, without knowing what I was doing, I managed to broadcast the All-Ireland final by linking up with a radio station in Sydney. But more about that as we come close to celebrating 30 years. I'll leave you tonight with Johnny Carroll and a medley of old-time waltzes. God bless.